Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm your host, Tammy Adams. I talk with your angels and spirit guides, guiding, healing, and teaching you how to have a fulfilled life, living your purpose, healing karma, and bringing forth good karma. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I hope that you have had an absolutely glorious morning so far, wherever you may be located. Today, I am excited about our show because I feel like it is going to get a lot of people's questions that they have had answered today. You know, a lot of us have so many questions that we want answered, but we never know how to go about getting those answers that we're searching for. You know, even I have complications sometimes looking for the answers I'm searching for. But my answers, unfortunately, are usually dedicated towards technology, the ones I'm looking for. Your guys' answers are usually searching for information that has to do with guardian angels, spirit guides, karma, how to reconnect, how to keep in balance, whatever it may be. That I can completely 1,000,000% help you with. This week has been absolutely amazing. I am currently working on my second book. I have already pretty much had my first book, you know, go through the publisher's hand, talking with them, getting all the, you know, the front page or the cover organized in regards towards the picture and the way I want it looking. And it's almost done, and I am so excited, because so many of you will be able to have this, which is like a handbook. It's called The Secret to Your Chakras, and so many people will be able to use this to your benefit, because it's such a little, that's not difficult, not hard to read, not hard to understand. And just create balance, you know, just keep it in your purse, put it in your briefcase, put it in your office, put it in your car, right inside the dashboard, you know, so you can be able to, wherever you may be going, you know, realign yourself, keep yourself in check. So it's really exciting, and I'm very happy with it. It is going to be so much of a change in people's lives. But this week has definitely had some of its challenges, like in every week, like in every day that we, you know, welcome into our lives. This week has had some challenges of people who are facing complications. You know, I saw people this week when working at the office. I had clients who were dealing with so many challenges, whether it was work-related. One person was in regards towards a relationship who her husband, it was kind of hard. I'm trying not to give any detail, but no one knows who she is. Anyways, her husband's cheating on her, and I was told by her father. Her father came to me because he's passed away. And he was talking to me, and he said, "I'm so tired of my daughter being cheated on by her husband." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, does she know that her husband's cheating on her?" "No, she's absolutely ignorant. She doesn't know that her husband's cheating on her. I want you to tell her." I love what I do, guys. I consider myself extremely beyond the point of blessed and very fortunate. But do you know how hard it is to sit and tell someone that thinks their marriage is awesome, that their husband's cheating on them, and telling them the truth like I have to do, or, you know, whatever it may be that I have to tell? It was so just, I was so emotional because I felt her pain, gave her the information in which I needed to. And then obviously, you know, told her the news, and it was very, very welcoming to her, because she actually loved the information. She felt like there was many things wrong in her relationship, and now she knows the reason why is because he's with somebody else. She believes it because her father made it very clear it was him. But it's amazing when we allow ourselves to realize that we do have loved ones that are there. We do have loved ones we can talk to. You know, are they there? Have they passed over? Are they gone? Are they with us? You know, that's why I'm here today. I'm here because I want to make for sure that I help each and every one of you out there, whether you're listening to the show today, whether you're replaying the show, it doesn't matter. You'll get the message. Our guardian angels and our spirit guides are people who have been in our lives, do love us, and do surround us. We have been told time and time again so many mixed messages. We've been told, you know, our loved ones are there. We've been told our loved ones can't be there. We've been told that it's not right for them to be there. We've been told that there is no such thing as, you know, the heavens or this other dimension or whatever it may be. We've been told so many stories, so many mixed messages, and I'm here to create clarification, help to get people's questions that they have answered so that you're no longer in wonder. Have those answers so that you can allow yourself to truly have happiness. You can allow yourself to truly have settlement and maybe even learn how to work on communicating and having your own relationship. That would be awesome. And that's what I'm here to teach you. So keep your eyes and ears open and listen to what we're talking about. And if you have any questions, always call in. I love taking in callers. Answering your guys' questions always makes me very happy. I do see we have a couple people in the room right now. Thank you all. I'm going to get to you guys in a moment because I do have to get to some of these questions that have been written down to answer for you guys, and then I can take your guys' calls. Can we talk to our past loved ones? Absolutely, 1,000,000% yes. Not 100%, 1,000,000%. There is no way, no how that you cannot talk to your spirit guides, to the people who passed away, the ones we love, the ones who've been there for us here on earth. And then just because they're gone does not mean that they are gone. Yes, we can talk to them. Absolutely. So many people joke with me and sit there and they say, Tammy, why do you always say 1 million, you know, why do you say 1 million percent? Or why do you always say 110%? It's only 100%. Because it's to emphasize how absolutely possible and how it's not just 100%. It's absolutely for sure. There's no doubt. There's no way you can't. It's a guarantee. It's a for sure 1 million percent. Yes. It's not just 100%. You know, I want to overextend it. I want to over-exaggerate that message so that you understand it's a screaming yes. It's not just a yes. It's an absolutely, oh, yeah, it's yes. It's 1,000,000% yes. Because people don't get it. People don't realize that communicating with our past loved ones is the gift that God has given us, the gift that our angels help us with daily. What is the meaning of life if all that happens once we're done with life is die, and then there's no existence after that? Absolutely, there is. Absolutely. I love being able to help reunite people who have been disconnected from their past loved ones for so many years. A perfect example of what we're doing today is actually a little bit like the movie Ghost that was with Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. It's kind of like that story a little bit, but not exactly, because you can actually have your own relationship. It's just because, like, Demi Moore had so much fear and had so much sadness, she wasn't able to connect with her husband. She was so hurt and so in turmoil, she wasn't able to connect with her husband. But we are meant to communicate. We are meant to have a relationship with our loved ones. Stops us from having that relationship. What stops us from having that vision, that connection, is a very simple answer, which will shock most of you. It is our own mindset. It is our own interference. It is our fear. It is our worry. It is our confusion that we may have. And it can be us allowing ourselves to be startled. You know, one time I was working with my brother. We were in the East Coast. My father passed away. It was horrible because I knew my father was going to pass away, and I told my father he was going to pass away, and I told my father to do the surgery, and I warned him, but he didn't listen, and he died. So I had to go, you know, to my family, go to the East Coast, connect, you know, see my father, do the whole ceremony process. And my brother was living with him because he was, you know, helping take care of him and just being there for him because he was, you know, he had a lot of health problems. And he was totally, you know, perfectly able to take care of himself. But he would, you know, sometimes have, he had really severe diabetes. So sometimes he'd have severe sugar attacks or situations that needed someone to be there in his life just to watch over him to a point. But not take care of him, but just, you know, be there in the present sometimes. So my brother didn't believe, my father passes away, my brother didn't believe that you can talk to people who've passed away. He didn't believe that it was even possible to have a relationship with them, or even when they die that they go to God. My brother was so angry at God. Oh my gosh, he was so, so, so angry. And it's been a long time since I've seen my brother before this point. You know, I don't really deal with my family because of the complications that we've had because of my relationship that I have with what I do. So my relationship with my family has always been extremely distant and very negative because they think that I'm weird and crazy and disconnected and fell off my rocker and even evil at times. My mother still to today thinks that I'm reborn, some type of evil child of some sort. And it was not the most amazing, you know, open arms welcoming party, but it was good. It was healing. It was amazing. Exactly what it was meant to be. Long story short, my father kept visiting because he saw the, you know, the despair, the loss, the now what am I going to do that my brother, you know, it was like my brother was having this attitude, now what am I going to do? My father's gone. I have no leader. I have no mentor. I have no direction. You know, my father was his everything. And it was like, you can still talk to him. You know, you can still communicate with him. And he was so against everything because my mother was such a strong Roman Catholic. She is so serious religion that he has a negative against God because my mother is so over-religious, you know, carries a special bag for her Bible, constantly preaches about God, constantly talks about, you know, the Bible and what we do right, what we do wrong, all these, you know, serious conversations that she's constantly having, but yet she sins, but yet she's a hypocrite. So my brother's like, there can't be a such thing as God, because why is my mother doing all these conversations about God, saying eat, sleep, breathe God, but yet she's a hypocrite? And I explained to my brother, it's because she is human. She is not a saint. She is not an angel. She is human. So long story short, I taught him how to open his eyes, and through his pain and his suffering that he was going through, he was able to see my father that first 3 days of my father's death. He was able to see my father literally in physical form, like as a spirit. He couldn't touch him, but he was able to see him like I saw him. It was amazing. To the fullest. He broke down, he cried. It was amazing. It was spectacular. Because he was able to see that it was real. So let me help you today, help you see. Let me help you understand what's blocking you so I can help you figure that out. Okay, let's take a caller. I love talking to people. Let me see. Hi, how are you? You're live.
Hi,
Can you
I'm
hear me?
doing well. How are you? I can hear you.
I am very well. Thank you for holding. I had to say my little spiel for a moment. What's your
No,
name?
it's interesting. My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, how can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering, I'm going through some tough times right now, and so I was wondering what you can share with me, like those that are around me. I do pray and I do try to connect, but I haven't been successful. But regardless, I've been still praying and trying to talk to the other side, and I don't know what else I can do.
Okay, well, first things first, Tiffany. Number one, when we allow ourselves to have so much negative things that are going on around us, so much pain, so much sadness, so much disconnection, whatever it may be that's happening around you, I love the point that you're saying that you continue allowing yourself to pray. Never, ever, ever give up, Tiffany. Giving up is never the answer, because then it's surrendering to weakness and it's surrendering to something that doesn't really exist. Because God is there and your guardian angels are there. It's just we sometimes don't understand the answers. We don't understand what they're showing us because we have so much other negative things that are happening. We're unable to see the open doors that they're putting right in front of our faces. So I'll help you see that today. But I am very like high-fiving you and congratulating you, and have to bring attention to how I love that you've allowed yourself to continue staying on the path, staying in prayer, staying in meditation, staying aware, because so many people allow themselves to give up and don't know how to stay strong. So I have to let you know that is awesome, and that is an extremely huge, big move. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so your question is exactly what, so I can answer it.
My question is, I guess I want to know who is around me because I try to pray and I try to meditate and connect and seek answers to what's troubling me right now. But I
I
haven't been
see,
so careful.
okay, I see as we're on the phone. I see that you have an older female who's around you. She's like a mother figure, but she's not your mom. She's saying that she has been around you for quite some time, and that she's someone who has always been the glue to the family. She's always been the one to help to keep the family together. Her purpose in being around you is to help relocate you, she said. So where are you currently located?
I'm located in Fremont, California, so Bay Area, California.
Okay, well, she's saying that she's here to relocate you. So obviously, you're not staying in Fremont. Because she's saying that it's time for you to, huh?
Well, I do want to move, but that's part of the problem. I need a new job in order to move, so that's
The
what I'm
job
waiting.
is what she's talking about. That's exactly what you just, yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what she's talking about. I'm pretty for sure it's like a grandmother, because she's quite old. She's not young woman. She's not really, she's like probably a little over 5 foot. I'm like 5'4", so she's, I think, a little shorter than me.
Yes, I do think it is my grandma.
Yeah, I can see her. Anyways, the point is that she's saying that she needs you to allow yourself to pay attention, because she is coming through your dreams. She said she does come to you quite often during the day and kind of like try to whisper in your ear, basically like, you know, the movie Patrick Swayze, again, going back to that scene where she's like, you know, hey, you know, Tiffany, you need to do this, you need to do that. She is trying to talk to you, but it's not working, obviously. So pay attention to your dreams. But what I would advise, more than anything that I have to say, what I would advise, sit at a place near water, okay? I'm not sure, I'm not familiar with Fremont, but go to a place where there's water. I know it's near there. And meditate near water. Put your feet even in the water to help to create rebalance with your energy field. And that will help you specifically, not everyone, that'll help you specifically to help to get rid of any type of blockages that you may have so that you can allow yourself to open up to the relationship with your grandmother and allow yourself to hear what it is that she's trying to say. Because what I'm being told is that it's your third eye, it's your forehead that's blocked. It's not your heart, it's not your solar plexus, it's not your foundation, it's not, you know, certain areas that I can help you with. It's your mind, your third eye. Okay?
Okay.
So if you unblock your third eye, you'll hear what it is that I'm hearing. You'll be able to have direction. She said that there's a new job coming forward. It's not going to come until October. Opportunity has definitely the chance to take you more east. You need to allow yourself to be more aware. You need to stop allowing yourself to try to hold on to the reins because you're trying to hold on to control and keeping yourself secure in a place that there is no security. And that's her frustration. That's the reason why she's saying you need to relocate. That is her biggest, most, like, I want her to relocate. I want her to change. I need her to move. There's no room for progress. There's no room for growth where you're located. So why stay? And she's all about growth. That's what she lived off of is, you know, growth and moving and helping and changing. So I really like her advice. So it's good, okay. Good advice. Do you understand it?
It sounds like surrender and just let go. Just go with the flow, I guess.
I'm sorry? It sounds like what?
It sounds like surrender and just go with the flow, no control.
I love the way you said that. Absolutely. Let surrender. You know, sometimes I work with clients and the word surrender gives everyone this word, this shaky, like I'm going to faint feeling because everyone thinks that it's so important to have control. I love that it just came out of your mouth, so free flowing. Surrender, Tiffany. Yes.
Okay.
But go to the water and meditate so that you can allow yourself to open up the third eye, which is extremely beyond the point of importance, so you can hear your grandmother like I do.
Okay. I'm going to work on that.
And then she's also talking about situation with children. But I have many other callers. I have to get to them. But keep listening to the show and you'll learn more, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Have a blessed day. You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Okay.
Good. How can I help you today?
Do you have a general message for me?
A general message from your spirit guides?
Yes.
Okay, I can ask. Let me see. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from California.
California, yes. My home state.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, yes, that, you know, that I'm from there too, you know, California. Okay, let me see. The message that I'm being told, Nathaniel, can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay. The message I'm being told is that you need to allow yourself to work on communicating and reconnecting. There's two people who've passed away that I see that are around you. One of them is a male who wants to communicate with you because he feels like as if that there's been so much unanswered questions, unanswered things that need to be expressed, talked about, just healing, peace that needs to be done. So he's coming through. He's not giving any messages, but he's just saying that he wants to have a better relationship with you. And he needs to allow himself to let you know that he does love you and that he is around you, and he really is proud of you. He said that he's been gone for quite some time and that he was not a very loving, caring, and passionate person when he was here on this planet. He's saying that he actually, you know, made a lot of mistakes. And he's with you now because he feels like it's his responsibility and his job to watch over you, take care of you, protect you, and guide you. And then you have another spirit guide who's around you, who is actually it's like a shaman. He's definitely American Indian. And this is uncommon. It's not usual for people to have these shamans that are watching over them. So, Nathaniel, for you to have a shaman watching over you, and for you to have a shaman that's in your space, even though you have other loved ones that are around you as well, but the shaman obviously is taking my attention because he has a more powerful message more than any of your family or loved ones who's trying to speak to you right now. And the shaman is expressing that you have a very strong intuition, Nathaniel. You are not using your intuition as you need to. You're holding yourself back. You're hesitating on the information, and you need to start believing. He said that he's been with you before in past lives, and he wants to make sure that you use your ability so that you can feel like as if you're living, eating, sleeping, breathing your purpose, no longer allowing yourself to have this hesitation. He said your karma from your past life, because of how you died, because of what happened to you in your past lives, that's the reason why you have hesitation and a little bit of fear. Not a huge amount of fear, but you have very little bit of fear. And he needs to help you get over that. He said he wants you to have a better relationship with him so he can teach you how to use your ability and connect with people. He is shocked how much you have allowed yourself to grow and how much you have changed in this year of 2015. He said 2015 has been very beneficial to you. Very beneficial to you, but things need to start changing, and you need to like just snap your fingers and just explode, you know, really take off now. So a good thing you called, because Nathaniel, that's a lot of information. I didn't expect that to come out today. That's awesome.
Hey, awesome. Thank you so very much. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It's hard to hear you, but hopefully you got that message, and then if you want, replay it so you can hear it again.
I apologize. I'm driving, so I don't know when you're going to come on.
No worries.
I would have pulled over.
No, don't worry. It's all good. I'm glad I was able to give you the message. That's all that matters. I just hope you heard it well.
Oh, I did. That was really precious. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that is why I love what I do, because just helping people like that and talking with people that don't even know what in the universe is going on, and then seeing this like awesome like person who just comes out of nowhere. I'm just like, this shaman just shows up fully dressed, guys, you know, headgear, war paint, all that, you know. It's amazing. You never know who's going to be around you. We allow ourselves to create so much fear when it comes to talking to our loved ones. Many people ask, well, is it possible for me to talk to my past loved ones? You know, because I've heard that that's not allowed, and that once they leave and go to God, that it's over, and that, you know, they don't ever look back, and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, no, that's not true. We can always talk to our past loved ones. It depends on them, you know. It really depends on the past loved ones, really, to be honest with you. But there is certain situations which are great to talk about, and something important to mention before I take all these other calls that are here. And I love that the phones are lighting up, and I love that there's a lot of people in the room. Thank you. Keep calling. I will get your call, I promise, in a moment. It is because the reason why we can't talk to everyone is because if you're dealing with someone who has been a suicide, okay, like a client who I was dealing with last year, her daughter committed suicide. And then I have another person who I just was talking to a couple months ago, her best friend committed suicide. And they're like, well, why can't I talk to her? Well, why am I not able to communicate? If you commit suicide, you're in a, like a purgatory state. You're in a little dark room sitting there reliving your depression, your pain. So committing suicide actually doesn't help us. Committing suicide actually destroys our spirit and actually is worse on us more than anything. It is the worst thing we can do is to commit suicide. You know, being killed on accident or having another negative situation, totally fine. That's all good. But suicide is one of the worst, you know, ways of trying to communicate or even having any type of relationship with that spirit. Because if you commit suicide, then your soul and your misery begins to go round and round and round and round. You're reliving it over and over and over and over. Why? Because you have to, when we die and when we leave this planet, you go through a time, you are reawakened, and you allow yourself to see what life really was like, what life could have been, and what we did. Then we have to forgive ourselves. Then we have to heal. Is it right? No, it is not right. It is not right for us to allow ourselves to carry negativity, darkness, thinking that it's okay that we can just end our lives and kill ourselves to end it all. When we do that, there is a pain. There is a deep, deep, deep depression that takes over. And then your soul gets stuck and begins to go in this, you know, darker, darker, darker space. And someone like me can pull you out of it, you know, if you're a lost soul, a lost spirit, like the woman's daughter, lady's friend. I can pull you guys out of that and get that situation cleaned up and fixed, like somebody who is listening in. I can feel and I know that one of your people that is around you has, you know, committed suicide and has died and has lost. And that's the reason why I'm glad I'm speaking about this, because maybe I can help you. Maybe I can help, you know, change that situation for you, open that door, create the healing. That way there is no longer that pain, that suffering, that sadness. So if you have someone who has committed suicide, most likely you're not going to be able to communicate with them. There's another scenario. If you have someone who is angry and very upset, I have another scenario where I had to go to this house and do a house cleansing because there was this man who was haunting the house. And he actually he was kind of famous. Well, not kind of, he was famous. And I had to go cleanse the house and do this work to get rid of his body, his soul, because his body was murdered. Even though his soul and his spirit was still very alive, very present in the home, his body was murdered. Somebody came in and killed him. And it sucked. It was absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible, because it was like, really? I'm totally living and all of a sudden now I'm just dead and people are just going to come in and kill me. He was so angry because he was finally getting it. You know, he was finally connecting to his spirituality. He was finally doing the right things. So many things were transforming in his life. And he wasn't young. He wasn't like 20, 30 years old. He was like, you know, older person. And he was so happy. He was in his prime. He was like happy. Things were changing. And then someone comes in and murders him. it is crazy when you're dealing with people who are filled with anger, because it's very sad and it's very painful for me, someone like me, to see. But we need to allow ourselves to realize that even though that there's that anger, we can still help them. Don't give up on those. Help yourself to definitely help those who are in pain. Okay, we'll take a call because, you know, there's a lot of people in the room. Yay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Dale. How are you?
I'm good. Your name is Belle?
Dale, D-E-L.
B like boy?
D like in Dale.
Oh, D, Dale. Okay.
Dale.
Okay. I need to know so I can know I'm talking to the right person when I talk about your questions. Dale, where
yes,
are you calling
ma'am.
From? How are you?
I'm calling from the Carolinas, and I'm doing good.
Oh, Carolina. So beautiful up
North
there.
North Carolina.
Oh, beautiful. You know, that's becoming like the new metaphysical, like, woo, this is amazing area. I don't know if you've heard about that.
No,
yeah,
I haven't.
It's pretty awesome up there. Oh, you haven't? Yeah. Well, because it's a huge vortex over there.
Excuse me?
There's a vortex in the Carolinas right over there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like Sedona. Like Sedona.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yes, how can I help you?
Well, I have a lot of visits from my adopted mother.
Okay.
She comes in my dreams. Sometimes I smell her. I sense her around me. And she's always in my dreams. I mean, and it's starting
awesome.
To come more and more. And this is the reason I listen to the show, because I want to be able to communicate with her and see what she's saying to me and, you know, understand everything. I know she's watching over me and my children, which they're grown, but, you know, they're with her grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And I know she loves
of course.
Them. And so I just want to know if you pick up her or someone that you know that may else be, somebody else may be around. I don't know. And so many people's gone on, but I was very close to her because she was my mother, you know, and took
mm-hmm.
care of me.
Okay, so you want to know how to communicate with her, or you want to know who's around you?
Well, I want to know who's around me, if she's around me, and what kind of messages she's sending me. And if there is somebody else around, I mean, I don't know who you pick up. I don't know if you can get her or is she.
I do see her. I see her immediately. And when I'm on the phone with you guys, let me explain how this works. When I'm live with you guys, my eyes are closed. I'm connecting with your energy and closing my eyes and energetically going to where you're located so I can connect with you energetically, visually, intuitively, and see your situation and then pick up on who's around you spirit wise. So that's why I always make for sure I know exactly, you know, what your guy's name is and how I'm pronouncing it correctly and all that type of detail. But what I'm seeing is, as I'm talking to you, I see three people who've been passed away. So I see three spirits.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is her. She's like kind of really tall, really, you know, hanging over you, where she's made herself more of your protector.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pretty much taking over. It's the best way to explain mm-hmm. it. Where a little bit kind of how you explained it, where she's, you know, really love the grandkids and watch over you and you see her all the time. That's wonderful and that's awesome and that's great, but it's because she's taking over. She is your number one spirit guide.
Oh, I believe
that.
That's
kind of how, yeah, she is totally. And so that's the reason why when I see her, as I'm looking at your situation, I see her so huge. And I'm talking about not just like 5'8".
Because she's not a tall lady. She wasn't tall. She's kind of short.
No, I know she's not. Mm-hmm. I can tell. I can totally tell. What I'm talking about is not 5'8", 5'9". I'm talking about where she's showing herself as like 8 feet, 9 feet.
Oh,
she's
energetically
covering you is what I'm trying to express.
Yes, I believe it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then that way she puts a shield around you, because she said, as I'm sitting here and listening, she's saying that you're too sweet, you're too nice.
Oh.
And you allow yourself to let people walk over you. And she needs to help you so that you do not allow yourself to get hurt. And that had concerned her way before she left this planet, she said. I'm changing her words around a little bit. I'm making it more shorter because she's talking actually a lot. And she's saying how her whole reason in being here and watching over you is to continue making for sure that you have true love. She wants to see you have true love, true support, and mm-hmm. and that amazing soulmate supposed to be, that one-all, be-all Prince Charming. She wants that in your life.
Yes.
She does not feel that you've been swept off your feet.
No, I haven't.
But yet,
I'm waiting for that, that special person.
Exactly, but yet you allow yourself to say it's okay. She said it's not okay because she wants to see you have love.
Mm-hmm.
She said when she sees that you have love and that you are swept off your feet and with your soulmate, she said then she will be able to rest.
Okay.
Now what that means is that once you allow yourself to have your soulmate, then she will allow herself to transfer into a higher place. Basically, there's different dimensions, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's like there's heaven, but before heaven, you know, you can stay, you know, these other realms. You know, once you go to heaven and you, you know, go through your process of passing away, you know, go to the pearly gates, all that whole scene that they talk about. After mm-hmm. all that happens, then you come back and sit there and say, well, now I'm going to watch over, you know, Dell, now I'm going to watch over, you know, John, now I'm going to watch over, you know, James, whatever. And once you're done with your job and you feel like, okay, you know, I spent another 20 years in the spirit realm, I want to now be reborn, I now want to rest and just be in heaven, I just want to allow myself to know what it's like to just put my hat up and relax for once. So she can't do that until she sees that you have allowed yourself to truly let go and mm-hmm. be with your soulmate. She also doesn't like, because she feels like as if that, even though, yes, your kids are grown, she doesn't feel like as if that they're completely settled as well. She wants to see mm-hmm. them settled. She wants to see their careers organized, their lives totally happy. And the doors are in the process of getting ready to open. They're not open, but the doors are getting ready to be open for them. What's your son's name?
Well, I have three, and one name is Christopher, Chris, and Donzel and Shelton.
So it's Donzel. So Donzel is the one she's talking about that's really creative.
That is so true. He is awesome. He's awesome. And she was very close to him in some sense.
I know.
She favored him
she
a little bit
is.
More, I can tell.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's clarify something. She still is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah, everybody thinks he's the favorite. Well, he just a more, he just knows, he's a go-getter, and he knows what he wants out of life.
Don't tell everyone else. Let's not repeat this to the other kids to
okay,
make them feel
I'll,
bad, but. Yeah, I can tell you that I know for a fact. She's just like, oh, and my baby boy. She goes, he's just so sweet, and he's so creative, and he's so awesome, and he's so wonderful. Those aren't her exact words, but that's what she's saying. And she's sitting here, and she's just saying how she wants you to push him. Do what you need to do to help to get him where he needs to be, because she said you are not doing that. So work your butt off and say, here's a little bit
of
money.
I think he is where we need to be. He's trying to help me.
Well, I know, but
I don't know what kind of way she's talking with that. But
I'll explain. I'm going to explain.
Stable. Okay.
She wants you to give him more support. She feels like as if that, exactly like you said a moment ago, where he is helping you. She wants you to be the adult. So she needs you to take away that stress, that worry, that burden, because he doesn't feel free. So he would be able to make so much more money. He would be able to make so much more success if he felt that freedom.
Okay.
Where he feels like you're giving him $5, you're giving him $10, or you're helping him open doors, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. just even though, yes, it's awesome that he's taking care of you and it's wonderful because that's what our babies, you know, after we raise them and then we need them later, yes, that's what it's for, is, you know, an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get that. I have children. I know how it goes. But
mm-hmm.
the thing is he doesn't feel like as if he can really truly grow like your mother's explaining to me. He can't grow as he needs to, because why?
Yeah.
Because he's always he feels the responsibility.
Family. Yeah, yeah,
so
he has
that. We need to cut that tie where he feels that responsibility, because then he'll really take off, Del. I promise you. You'll call back.
Well, I'm trying. Believe me, I'm trying to pray, and I'm doing the best I can as a single person. And
you're doing awesome. But I'm telling you,
I'm giving it to the universe.
Coming.
You know, I
giving
am.
Giving it to the universe because your soulmate's coming. I'm telling you.
When he's coming, I'm ready for him.
Fall, the doors. Well, right now, fall is in the process.
Okay.
You know, of coming around. And fall is the time that I'm seeing. I can't give you too much information because I'm not allowed to get involved. But
yes, ma'am, I understand.
Fall.
Okay.
Keep your eyes open.
I will.
Really open.
I am.
Okay.
They're going to be wide open.
have a blessed day. And let me know.
Thank you. You be blessed, too. Thank you very
much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, that is so awesome. I love talking to people. Okay, I am now going to take another caller because I feel bad because there's so many people that have been calling. Let me get this caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hello?
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Oh, no worries, Cindy. Yes, absolutely. There's been so many calls, and I didn't even go through any of my list of stuff I want to talk about today. So, yes, but I love talking to people.
Well, you're
go
being,
ahead. How can
you're
I help
being
you?
A blessing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you give me any messages on the relationship that I'm in? If this
okay.
is my lifetime partner, and
okay.
if this is the one, and if I can completely, you know, if he's being completely honest and trustworthy with me.
Okay, where are you located?
I'm in Florida.
Florida. Okay. Cindy in Florida. Okay, so it's your aunt. So you're the spirit that is around you is your aunt, just to let you know.
Okay.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have expected that. I don't know why. It's just, it's not common to find an aunt or an uncle being the ones to watch over you, you know? It's just not a normal.
Yeah, I don't know of any aunts that have passed.
She said she's been gone since way at the beginning. She passed away. She's connected to your father, and she passed
okay.
away, like, I don't even know if you were a child yet. I mean, I don't even know if you were a baby is my point. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because she seems to be, you know, there from the moment of you being an infant as a spirit. I don't see her as a human.
Okay.
Weird. Anyways, the point of the situation is she's around you, and she has reddish hair that's a little teeny tiny bit wavy. I don't know if that means anything. But the point is,
okay.
In regards to the relationship that's around you, I'm being told that this is not the person that you're meant to be with, to be very honest. I know that I'm not going to give you very good information. I apologize, but I'm being honest, and I'm a very honest person.
I want the truth and the insight from a
okay.
bigger perspective that I can't see.
Okay. The reason why he's not the person, and I'll tell you this clearly so you understand it, is because if he was the person, he would have already allowed himself to let go of the hang-ups that he has and allow himself to completely surrender to the love, to the passion, to the relationship as he is supposed to. He is allowing himself to have hesitation, blockages, and interference, and he's not allowing himself to give 100% into the relationship. I see him giving a part of himself to the relationship, but I don't see him giving 100% to the relationship. And your spirit guide's like, no. That is not what life is about. Life is about giving all of yourself. And when you ask the very specific question, is he my life partner? Is he the one I'm meant to be with? I've seen somebody in 2016, the very beginning of the year, January, February, coming into your life that sweeps you off your feet and just sits there and says, you know, all the right words, the right language, the right belief system, the right everything, you know, very spontaneous, not like you in a lot of ways, but absolutely like you in many other ways. The thing is that you are not allowing yourself to realize, you specifically, Cindy, are not seeing that this relationship is more about you allowing yourself to not want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to allow myself to keep searching. I don't want to just, you know, what's the next door behind it have in store for me? You don't want to keep going through that. So that's the reason why you're allowing yourself to continue pushing forward with this relationship. But if you were to really express what you feel, what you want, what you have to say, you have more cons than you do pros. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes. And I.
You're not.
When he first said hangups, he does have some hangups and some addictions, with drinking and
yeah.
things like that. And
I see steady
improvement. So I thought, well, maybe I've been put in his life just to help him out of that situation. You know.
No, I will tell you 1,000,000%. He is a twin flame, and that is a show I will have in the future. So you know, keep your eyes open to listen to that show. It's really
okay.
Extremely interesting. But
this
that's
new
the
person
why
that I'm going
confusion.
To meet,
I can promise you that.
Will I be
the new person you're
living
going
in
to
the
meet.
Same area, or will I be moving first? I've been wanting to
you know,
make a residential
I don't see
move,
you living.
I've been waiting on this person.
I don't see you allowing yourself to stay where you're located. I will be honest with you with that. Now, you say you live in Florida, and
mm-hmm.
you must live like in a more suburb-type location, because
yeah.
I do see you allowing yourself to go more tropical. So I don't see you staying where you're at, no.
Okay. All right. Do you see when I'll be able to make that move? I've been wanting to make that residential move for quite some while, but not having the ability due to circumstances that happened this past year. Do you see when
well,
that will
the
change
one thing,
can
the
make
that,
that move?
Yes. The one thing in regards towards the stuff that's happening around you, I can tell you, this year has been about cleanup. I mean, there's so many things to talk to you about, Cindy. I wish we were actually having a private session because there's so many things to talk about. But are you going to make the move? Not this year of 2015, no. 2016, yes. So it will be very much of a benefit in 2016, the relocation, the time of moving, the new relationship. 2016 is your year. That you can count on. 2015 is cleanup, healing karma, getting rid of negativity, getting rid of blockages, going through some learning lessons, you know, seeing who you are. I mean, there's so much about 2015, but you have a lot of heavy karma that's on you. That's where I'm like, gosh, I wish we had a real session because there's so much stuff that I see. Like everyone else that, you know, I've seen on this show today, where it was like, oh, okay, answer this question, answer that question. It's easy, it's simple, it's beautiful, it's amazing. Have them connect. You have like a hurricane of stuff, you know? So it's like it looks like a huge cloud that's going in a vortex, you know, a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every once in a while, something's coming down. It looks like a little lightning strike, but it's not a heavy lightning strike, but it's a small one. So there is stuff that I know is creating complications and disruption around you. And we can talk about that another day if that's what you're interested in. But as of right now...
How can I book a private session with you? How can I contact you?
You contact me through calling my assistant. I'm not sure if my information is on the front page of this, you know, Karma Talk. But you can call me through my assistant, which is area code 916.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Okay, what? 916.
930-0781.
Yes.
Or anyone else listening, if you guys want to contact me, you guys can go to my website because I do have all that information on there, which is growinginknowledge.com, growinginknowledge.com. And that has all my information and how to contact me or email me as well. But, yeah, just call my assistant and get in touch with her, and then we can talk and stuff. I have to get ready to go. But have a blessed day and take my advice, and hopefully I'll talk to you more privately soon.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Good luck.
Bye. Okay, I'm sorry, guys, everyone else that wanted to call and talk to me today. I do not have any time. We have only 5 minutes until the show ends, and I love to talk, and that's the problem. So, bottom line, can we talk to our past loved ones? Absolutely. How do we talk to our past loved ones? By allowing yourselves to get rid of the fear, not allowing yourselves to hold on to any of the things that are stopping us. The, oh my gosh, well, what am I going to do if, you know, like I gave the story about my brother. What am I going to do if I see my father, you know, in spirit form? Am I going to faint? Am I going to stress out? Am I going to freak out? Most of us do. We allow ourselves to get so tied up with the fear of seeing a ghost, the worry of seeing a ghost, that we actually say we want to talk to them. We say we want to see them. We say we want to be with them. But we get scared. We get startled. We get stunned. Learn to relax. Learn to be at peace. Inhale positive through your nose. Exhale negative through your mouth. Let yourself receive. Just be at peace. And doors will open and things will change dramatically. I feel there is so much pain inside of me still, is what I hear from people so many times. Well, yeah, of course you guys have so much pain inside of you, from the pain of the loss, the pain of the sadness, the disconnection, the, you know, not being able to pick up the phone and saying, oh, hi, Dad, how are you today? Or, oh, my husband, you know, I'm so glad you came home. I made a beautiful dinner. You know, or my beautiful wife, it's so wonderful to see your beautiful face. Or your children, whoever it may be. Yes, you carry that pain. That stops us from talking with them. Having that pain creates a resistance. I try to help each and every one of you to connect with your past loved ones. I try to help each and every one of you to talk to the other side. Talking to the dead is not something that is wrong. It is not something that is evil. It is not something that is unheard of. Jesus himself sat there and told us, you know, he was able to go to Lazarus and sit there and talk with him and bring him back from the dead. There is so many spirits that we talk to on a daily basis. We're able to talk to Buddha. We're able to sit and talk to, you know, all these spirits, these prophets, these people who have been here for us. Why can't we talk to our past loved ones? If it's okay to talk to them, why can't we talk to our past loved ones? Open your eyes. Help yourself to heal. Realize that it's okay. Give yourself permission. But most importantly, know that it's a connection with God. Make for sure during the process of communicating and connecting with your guardian angels, speaking with your spirit guides, make for sure that you allow yourself to always keep God and love and light surrounding you. Do not allow any darkness to come in. It is a dangerous subject, which we had no time to talk about today. If you want to reach me, whoever wants to contact me, if you have an idea for a show, if you have questions, if you want to try to connect with me, help me, or let me help teach you, connect you to the other side, contact me, www.growinginknowledge.com, growinginknowledge.com, or contact me, 916-930-0781. Or you can look me up, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer. I do work with people individually, helping guide you. The end.